This is very, very exciting. I have the opportunity to make a very, very special announcement. But I'm not alone. In the studio with me is, and he's been in the studio here before, the president and CEO of Broadway in Chicago, Mr. Lou Raisin. And I say Mr. in front of both of these names out of respect, and it's sincere, Mr. Albert Friedman, who is the chair and CEO of Friedman Properties and also operates Good Plate Hospitality. He owns lots of restaurants around the city of Chicago. Both of these gentlemen have something in common. They care deeply about Chicago. You may not know their names, but they are as involved in the city as anyone I have ever met. So I will say to both of you, it's an honor to have you in studio. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, we have a very special announcement to make. Are you ready?
We're ready.
All right. You ready?
Drum beat.
All right. Well, I don't have one of those. How about this? Does that work?
That works. That's
all right.
Good.
All right. And at Pettorino's Restaurant, beginning very, very soon, a podcast. And that podcast to be called Booth 46. I am so excited about that. Pettorino's is your restaurant, in fact, Mr. Friedman. This is great because the focus is going to be on something you both care about, and that is downtown Chicago and the city of Chicago. And before we went on the air, Mr. Friedman, I was talking to you about this, and you said, it's a podcast? Everyone's talking about podcasts.
That's correct. That's all I hear today is podcast, podcast, podcast. So I'm happy that we're going to be a part of it, and I'm happy that we'll continue to prosper and get the word out about our culture and the activities happening in downtown Chicago.
So when you walk into Pettorino's restaurant and you look up, the first thing you see is an image of, well, Lou Raisin sitting right here, but a lot of other people, every mayor we've had, every governor maybe we've had, but also many of the celebrities that have come in with Broadway in Chicago, performers from the Goodman Theater. I mean, the list goes up. Our own newscasters and our TV weather people, Mr. Tom Skilling among them, but many, many, many others, and it's caricatures. Where did this idea come from?
Well, the idea came from, in fact, when Rich Daley was mayor. He approached me and said, Al, we need a restaurant that will cater to the theater district. And my partner at the time in the restaurant, Rich Melman, said, I know just what we want to do. And we went and saw Sardi's in New York with the caricatures. Sure. And we said, let's take that best practice and see how we can implement that here in Chicago. And that's what we've been true to form, that when you go in there, you feel like you're part of that theater experience. It's not just about going to the show. It's about coming downtown. It's about having that dinner with your family and taking a look at all these different impressions that you have of the people who've come into our city and been a part of it, whether it's been in the theater or in the political world. So it's great.
So tell me about the vibe at Pettorino's.
Well, the vibe really comes down to the theater district and the cultural experience that you're having. And that vibe is about making sure that when people go there, they feel like they've gone somewhere that they wouldn't otherwise have ever gone to. And it's all part and parcel of the time they're out with their family, with their friends. And I can't tell you how many times people are going to the shows that Lou is putting on or the Goodman's putting on and saying, hey, look what we've got, and we want to get a reservation. Can you help us? Can you help us? And in fact, we've tried to play off that. And as I mentioned earlier, we used to have a private event space, and we might have booked that once a week. I said, let's do something more to bring people down. So we worked with the Goodman and Dennis Watkins and brought the Magic Theater, Magic Show there, and it's been just absolutely great. So it's one thing after another that you want to keep bringing energy on a regular basis.
I think one of the things that Pettorino's does is it's part of the cultural experience itself. You walk in for dinner pre-show, you walk out to a drink after the show. It's that experience. It's celebrating your time downtown. It's enjoying the downtown, and it's driven by culture.
You know, though, people have this image of downtown Chicago that it's somehow, it was magical 40 years ago, and it's gone. But I will tell you, try to make a restaurant reservation, not only at Pettorino's, but many of the restaurants downtown, or try to get into most of the shows at Broadway in Chicago. Good luck! because it's doing so well. So what do you think, Lou, is the disconnect between the reality and also between what people think?
You know, there's been a number of things that impacts us. The last 3 years, it's been the Kennedy. The Kennedy Expressway has had a significant impact of those people coming downtown.
You mean the construction?
The construction. You think about COVID, and people then lost the muscle memory of what it is to drive downtown, what it is to have that nighttime experience, what it is to join their spouse and their family for a meal or a show or experience. And I'm hoping this fall, when that Kennedy Expressway construction project's over,
it will be,
and we're far enough away from COVID that muscle memory comes back.
Yeah, one of the other issues, of course, is people's perception of safety, and that's something that we, Lou, myself, with the city, all work together very carefully on. And having valet parking is a critical component.
Now, you said something. I'm interrupting you because you said a word that's really important, and that is perception. So again, there's a difference between reality and perception. And the other thing is, to me, it seems common sense. The more people that are in any place, including downtown Chicago, the more people, fewer problems.
I think that's absolutely right. That's all part of the culture. That's about the outdoor seating. It's about the people being on the street. It is safety in numbers, without question.
Energy breeds energy. And the more people we have, the safer it is, and the more vibrancy it is, and the more everybody celebrates our downtown.
And I know, Lou, you have ideas for downtown, and I want to talk about those ideas called the Cultural Stadium. And we'll do that when we come back on WGN. Steve Dale back with you on WGN. In studio right now, Mr. Al Friedman, Mr. Lou Raisin. And we're talking about this very, very exciting launch, Theater of the Mind. That's the official launch of a podcast that we're about to begin here on WGN called Booth 46. I never explained. None of us explained. Why is it called Booth 46? It is because that's the booth number that I will be doing this podcast from. And at this booth, I will be twice a month, so every other week approximately, we'll be talking to folks that are appearing in Broadway and Chicago shows, maybe shows at the Goodman Theater, but also a wide variety of other people, including maybe some other podcasters, historians that can talk about the city of Chicago and what it was in downtown Chicago. Just a wide variety of people talking about the vibrancy of the Loop, and also talking about what will be. And that is right up your alley, Lou, right? What will be? You're calling it the Cultural Stadium. And you've pointed out correctly that, I live right near Wrigley Field, actually. And when people come to a Cubs game and they fill it up right now, and they could, right? Cubs are doing, not as well as they were a few weeks ago, but they're still doing very, very well. Places filled up. That brings in a lot of money, and that's wonderful for the community. It's wonderful for the city, wonderful for the Cubs. But you point out something interesting regarding all of that.
You know, we start with a number of issues, that downtown is not perceived as everyone's downtown. We need to change that. But one of the things about a strange name like a cultural stadium is you go to a stadium, you come from every neighborhood in the city. And you go to that stadium.
Oh, not only every neighborhood, but you come from other cities.
You come from out of town.
Right.
Whoever the visitors are, you want to partake in that.
Sure.
You want to partake in culture. Cultures are differentiator to our competitive set. And it's about an experience. You don't want to buy that piece of something that falls apart on the plane or the ride home. You want to take that experience home. You want to have that narrative. And that narrative is food. That narrative is what you saw, what you felt. And it comes from all of those things that make Chicago, Chicago. And if we think about our downtown, and we've never talked about it in a holistic way that way, but it is a cultural stadium. We've just never called it that. And that's what we're working on. We're working on a Millennium Park level of an effort, both civic, philanthropic, and corporate all aligning on something as big as Millennium Park, but there are 50 different projects all with their own schedules and all with their own timelines, all with their own budgets, that all bubble up in this cultural stadium.
So talk about some of these special projects. I know some of them. I've read about them. So you turn right, you're going down an alley, and then you're hit by poetry.
You're hit by Poetry Way. We're the Poetry Foundation with the Joffrey have decided to come together and make the alleyway next to the Chicago Theater Poetry Way. I get FOMO. I've got the alleyway on the other side of State Street. You look down from State Street and you see the Goodman Marquee on the other end. That's going to be Theater Alley. And we're going to create a piece of theater that lives in that alley.
And explain how you'll do that.
So the first thing we thought is, look, I start thinking I can do lights, I can do sound, I can do make magic happen at night when it gets dark. But I catch myself that I can't have it loud. I can't have people congregating in the back alley, in the back wall of my stage when it's at night during a
show. You're
talking
about the Goodman stage?
Next to the Niederlander, behind the Niederlander Theater.
Okay.
And so, of course, I think of puppets. So
of course. Who wouldn't?
We are going to do. But then you think of the puppets from War Horse. Absolutely spectacular, that comes to life before your eyes. You think of the puppets from Lion King. Mm-hmm. You think of the puppets, the French puppets from Royal Deluxe.
So this is not a little kid's puppet show.
This is twice a day. There will be some magic happening as a wall opens up and something spectacular happens.
Sounds like puppies on steroids. Yeah. Actually. And then the Civic Opera House.
The back wall of the Lyric, the Civic Opera House. This fall, Billy Corgan will be doing an extended stay at the Lyric. And that will be the test of the back wall as we roll out that concept, similar to Art on the Mart, but this one tied to culture, this one being expressive and experiential.
So the river cruises go up and down, and they do their thing. And the Chicago River, oh my gosh, it's become so busy with a wide variety, right? It's not only the boats that bring the tourists, but it's private boats, it's the kayakers, it's people that live in the neighborhood, right? All of the above and more, and that is who this will present to?
You look at what was Sam Zell's Plaza on the other side of the river. You sit in that plaza, you look at that wall, you experience the sound and light, and the intention is to share it with all of the cultural community throughout the summer.
I think the critical thing that you're hearing from Lou, and that the takeaway that anyone listening to this podcast should have, is that it's a partnership that we're talking about. It's a partnership with the governmental body. It's a partnership with the private ownership interest. It's a partnership of the cultural community and the not-for-profit interest, and all of us coming together so that we have something very unique. And when a unique idea comes along, to say to someone, well, can you help us? Can you make this happen? Just as I mentioned earlier, when David Byrne came along and said he wanted to do this concept called Theater of the Mind, I said, I'm not sure I understand. He said, well, let me explain it to you. And he said, I need a space. Can you help find it? And I did find it. The Goodman Theater brought him to me. And then I said, well, we need to raise the funds. And along came Northern Trust and said, we'll help. And this is a combination of efforts. I liken it to being in a crew where you're all crewing together. One person may make it work, but when everyone rows together, and Lou has been taking a great leadership role in having this cultural activity come together. Because we talk about building a new Bear Stadium. That's very nice. It's a good thing. But we fail to recognize it's not just about sports. We fail to recognize a culture. You can't have one stadium. It has to be all these components together and everyone helping one another, which is what draws people into downtown Chicago.
Well, I want to stop it. So you alluded to David Byrne. Is something going to be happening that we can announce?
Yes. Yes. We've already entered into a lease with David and the Goodman Theater, and they're already underway to get ready to open. They're expecting well over 100,000 people a year coming to his theater, and it will be on North LaSalle Street. It'll be 325 North LaSalle, and They're already underway.
And so. The theater will open with David Byrne himself performing?
Yes, David Byrne. Is he moving here?
Or
would you like him to?
Sure. You've got the places for him to stay.
I'll make sure that David is on our podcast. How's that?
Perfect.
Okay, and
I'd
rather let him explain the rest of it to you. But I think it'll be performance art, I presume. Yes, it will.
That's
be.
What he does.
It's about life experiences. You go into, instead of one large theater, it's several rooms, like 8 to 10 rooms, where you go, and every 15 minutes you go to another room, and you're experiencing his life story. And it's really classic, so it's really unique.
You're friends with this guy, Lou Raisin, right?
Yes.
You might not be when you hear what's coming next.
Uh-oh.
So... Yeah, and he's serious about this, I believe.
Yes.
Maybe you guys both know about it. Maybe you know about it, too, and you were the guy having drinks with him when he thought of the idea. Must have taken a lot of drinks. So there is going to be, apparently, a giant, and he does mean giant, duck at some end of the river that I'm calling Quackzilla, that Chicago may become, in fact, really known for, because you have the foresight to understand... If there's something unusual or different, people are going to take pictures of it, and you will see those images on Instagram, right? So talk about the duck before.
Well, Chicago's got a long history of doing crazy things on the river.
Not that one.
Turning the river green is up at the top of that list.
And turning it around in the other direction.
So that's another one.
Yeah.
But, so this is yet another experience that we hope garners the kind of reputation and history that we've seen in Turning the River Green. And it's a giant yellow rubber duck.
And how big?
Like the one that sat in your bathtub, but this one on steroids.
Its head
sticks up above upper whacker as you drive by. That's the level of an experience we're talking about.
I can see a tourist not knowing that's coming and just driving along and, whoa, there's a giant duck.
So now we're not the first to play with ducks on the river. You think about the Special Olympics. This August.
We participate in that.
This WGN. August is where this idea comes from. It's just blowing that idea up, making it bigger, and hopefully raising a lot of money for the Special Olympics all at the same time.
You know, that's a great idea. Anything we can do to keep drawing attention to our city and to have people get involved. I know that our building, the Reed Murdoch building, they came to me and said, well, Al, would you go ahead and put some colored lights on that building so that every night there's activity, so it's not just on the river drab, without context, so that depending on the given holiday, given event that's taking place, we constantly are changing the colors on that building. And I think that's important. So building owners, even if they're not involved necessarily in the day-to-day cultural activities of the building, that they bring those buildings to life to make our city that much more exciting.
Well, you guys have been doing that for some time. I love the fact that I was able to corral you on the radio because you're the people behind the scenes who make so much happen. And you know what? You mentioned the public officials, but the reality is they come and go. You guys have been here. You guys will be here. You don't need the votes from us. You guys are just doing the work. So thank you very much for all you do. And yes, Booth 46 premieres soon, and you can hear that at WGNradio.com. Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you.